Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, the Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we are visiting for this week's episode with senior center from the Jaguar women's basketball team, China Ellis. China, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
You guys are 9-4 overall, 2-0 in the Sun Belt after a couple of big wins this weekend at the Mitchell Center. What do you think so has been the key to the team's success so far this season?
Just team chemistry and having fun. Like, Coach been preaching us to have fun. And I feel like with this group, that's what we've done.
Is this something that, like, you could see coming? Like, when you guys were working out together over the summer and when you were in October practice? Or has it just evolved since the season started and you guys have just kind of rolled with it?
Yeah, it's definitely about, it was a little shaky at the beginning. But once, I think we went to Canada and we seen, like, what we could do, I feel like we just built off that. And it became, like, clear that we can do good with this team.
You know, how important was it there? Now, you guys have an interesting mix because you got a 5-lady senior class that's obviously very key in all this, but you got some young individuals who have found some roles, have stepped up. You know, what were some of the things that you did in Canada as a group to kind of get to know each other and get the young people together on the same page with the older players?
Just a lot of team bonding and, like, team bonding activities. I think we went bike riding, we went on tours, we went to Six Flags. Just a lot of, like, team chemistry, team bonding stuff.
For you, since last season ended in March with summer workouts, with preseason practice, what were you focusing on knowing that this was going to be your final season at the collegiate level?
Just getting everybody on the same page and becoming family so we can be in tune with each other. Because we have so many young people, I feel like as a senior, it was our jobs to get these young ladies prepared and ready for this.
Being in a leadership role like this, something that you're comfortable with or something that you've had to grow into since you've come here?
I've been comfortable with it. I feel like last year, because Kobe was on the senior, Coach Fowler did expect me to kind of start helping her lead, so they got me ready for it this year, and I knew this year I would have to be a leader and have to step up.
You know, when you look at the results early on, that it was the third game of the year. You guys spent the weekend in North Carolina and you played a tough game, lost at North Carolina State, and then you come back at North Carolina and win. And you in that game had 23 points, 8 rebounds, and you hit the game-winning basket. How important was that North Carolina game, both individually for you and for the team, maybe in giving you some confidence and being a springboard to what you've done these first few months of the year?
We felt like if we could be a powerhouse like NC, we can beat anybody. Nobody in this conference can stop us. And, like, that game just gave us all the confidence in the world.
Another game in the non-conference schedule, it was right after finals ended when you guys had a break. You came back and you put up 20 points, 12 rebounds at Ole Miss. So here you got another power conference team and another big performance. You feel like you're kind of trying to send a message out there? Is that what this is about?
Not really, Brian. I'm just playing my game, you know. I'm just playing the game.
All right, so you've played a key role here since coming in as a freshman. I can look at for our listeners, you know, so far you're midway through your senior year, closing in on 1,000 points. closing in on 800 rebounds. You've also got 265 blocks going into this weekend's road trip, which means that you are closing in on the Sun Belt Conference record in that category. Have you thought about what would it mean to you to be able to accomplish that at some point before the end of the year?
I'd be very proud. I would. It'll be a milestone, and I feel like I've accomplished what I need to accomplish here, and I've done what Coach Ballard recruited me for.
When you came in that freshman year, did you expect that much playing time that early and to make that kind of an impact right away?
Not really, but I wasn't sure. I didn't check into the players that he already initially had, so I didn't know what I was expecting. I didn't expect to produce as much as I did. I still came here with the mindset that I was going to produce, but not the season that I had my freshman year.
Yeah. When you look back on it now, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make from playing in high school to being able to play in college?
Getting back in shape. You know, I had just came off my pregnancy, and I hadn't done nothing since I had London, and I had her in February. So just getting back in shape, and Callie did a good job with getting me back to where I needed to be and just continuing to get back in shape and continuing to expand my game since I've been here.
Was maybe more than high school, I mean, AAU is high-level stuff. Do you think that what you saw in the 4 years that you played AAU ball helped prepare you as much as high school for being able to compete at this level?
Yeah, it did. But then again, it didn't. Like, as far as, like, conditioning-wise, I don't think with AAU I did so much running. It was more fundamental stuff like drills and us working on each other and trying to get better.
So that freshman year, you averaged 8 points, just under 8 rebounds a game. You know, played in 28 games, averaged over 23 minutes. So you clearly established a role early on. What did that do in terms of setting your expectations and your goals going into your sophomore year?
I knew that with me doing that and producing that much as a freshman, he was going to expect more from me, so I had to expect more from myself. And then my freshman year, he did a major cut in players, so I knew that I was going to have to produce, and I knew I was going to have to help.
Yeah. Well, you went the next year, and you know, offensively and rebounding, the numbers were about the same. You ended up with 82 blocks. And at the end of the year, you were named the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. What was your reaction when you got that news?
I didn't know. I was surprised because, like, we had Sierra Johnson, and she was an amazing player. Rebecca, she's 6'5", at UTA. It was a lot of good players that year, so I wasn't expecting it. And I was surprised when I don't recall who told me, but they told me because they was interviewing me, and I was like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess there are a lot worse news you could get with no notice. You're also third team all conference, and so you had success individually, but you guys made a 10-win improvement from your freshman year. You went 11-9 in the Sun Belt. It was a really good building year. So when you look back on that, like at the end of that year, how excited were you for the next two seasons coming up?
We was very excited. Once we found our rhythm, we knew that we could progress and be a much better team. And I feel like that's what we've done. Last year, we didn't do so hot, but I feel like we did kind of lack leadership. And now that we got 5 seniors that are hungry and that want it, I feel like there's nobody that can stop it.
You know, once that momentum went away and you could tell last year was going to be a little bit of a struggle, like how'd you handle it to try and get up for each game, keep your teammates involved? You know, how did you respond to that adversity when you were in the middle of it?
Just trying to help out Kobe as a leader, and Coach Fowler trying to constantly have these team bonding activities and just trying to get everybody on board for next year. We saw how last year was going. And me personally, I went to the people that were going to be seniors and I was like, y'all, this next year, we can't go out like this. Like, it's five of us. It's not one of us. It's five of us. And all of us need to demand and expect more so we can have the senior year that we want to have.
In the off season, what did you work on individually? What did you feel like you needed to improve the most to be as effective as you could be as a senior?
Just consistency and efficiency. I feel like my percentage, like when I finished the year, my field goal percentage was a little low. So my position coach, Coach Yo, just worked on me with that and footwork and the three and everything, just everything.
I'm going to say, so we're about, 13 games into this year. You've upped your score. You've got career high averages, 15.6 points, 8.5 rebounds. But like you meant, you shot 37% last year and you're at 51% this year. You're shooting 77% at the line. And yeah, you mentioned that. You shot some threes last year, and that was kind of stepping outside your role, but you've already hit 16 this year, and you hit 15 in your first 3 years combined. Like, is that just a matter of putting up more shots? I mean, how do you get comfortable to do that? Because you're a post player. That's not your natural job, per se.
Well, I shot them in high school, but I didn't shoot them much. I didn't have to. And then when I came here, I was always messing with Coach Brown, and I'm like, yo, I can shoot. Like, I'm not just a post player. I can shoot. So my sophomore year, he gave me the okay to shoot them. And then I made a couple. And then I worked on them. And I worked on them, like, every day after practice, I worked on them. And they seen that, oh, yeah, she can shoot. So last year, he gave me, like, the green light that if you're open, shoot it. So that's just where, and the confidence just built up there, just being able to make them and then working on them and seeing that I'm constantly making them. So he just like, okay.
Do you think, as you look at it, you guys watch a lot of film, both to self-scout and to look at opponents and prepare. So, by hitting 16 of them and shooting 47%, you find now that your defenders, I got to come out, and that's what's opened it up and allowed you to shoot such a good percentage inside to get to 51% overall?
Yeah. Just working on my teammates, getting me open, and just finding those shots when I can. Like, the trail three is usually the best three. That's mostly my opportunity, especially when we're transitioning and nobody's expecting me to just trail and they don't have time to close out. And then that does open up the court for my other post players like Antoinette and LG and India and everybody else.
Glad you mentioned her, because I wanted to bring it up that, Antoinette Lewis is a freshman on this team and is one of those young players who's had an immediate impact. And, she's also in the post. How much have you worked with her to help get her ready for her first season in college and to be prepared for what she's been able to do? What's your guys' relationship like? Because you're at the same position, but there's clearly an experience difference.
Yeah, I don't work with her just personally, like me and her, but in practice I do try to help her, like go at her defensively and have her ready and make sure that I'm doing what I have to do offensively so she can, get the experience, so when she play against these older players, she know what to do, she's not scared, and she got confidence that she can go into this game knowing that she can defend and, like, play offense against anybody.
So, you are from Cordova, which is, I believe, right outside of Memphis. You played 3 years at Arlington High School, but you didn't play as a senior, as you mentioned before. What happened in recruiting when you didn't play that year? I mean, obviously, Coach Fowler and the staff was interested, but how did that affect other schools and how they looked at you as they were looking to build their recruiting classes?
I don't really know if it did have an impact. That Coach Fowler was recruiting me heavily. I had came on my visit when I found out that I was pregnant. I had already committed to them, so therefore it didn't really make a difference. I called him, told him, hey, I found out that I'm pregnant. Is that going to affect anything? He said, when you going to have the baby? I said, in February. He said, oh, well, we're fine with that. As long as you have her before you get here, it doesn't matter. So therefore, he stuck with me. I stuck with him, and that was it.
Were there any other schools that were interested that you potentially looked at, or was your visit here so good that you were like, this is it? This is where I want to be?
It was kind of like that, to be honest. Like, I felt the chemistry was right. Like, the players, the coaches, everything was right. Other schools did recruit me, but a lot of schools were either too far. I couldn't be too far from London.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of them was in Tennessee, and I kind of wanted to get out of Tennessee.
Remember how old you were when you started playing basketball?
I was a young kid when I first started messing around with basketball. Maybe like 8 or 9, but then I stopped for a long period of time and didn't play again until my high school year. I played my 8th grade. And that's when I really started playing, and that's when I started my AAU career. And that's when I became serious about basketball.
You said you dabbled in it, what made you go back to it in 8th grade? What was your interest? Why'd you start again and take it seriously?
It just gave me something to do. I was playing, I went to school at Lester and Binghamton, that's in Memphis. It's kind of a little rough neighborhood. And like, just basketball just gave me something to do. So once I started playing in middle school, that's when my AAU coach seen me and was like, hey, I got an AAU team, can you come play for me? And I came and played for him that first year, and that's when I really got into basketball. And that's just when I started.
Were there any other sports that you played growing up that sort of occupied that time, or yes. Were you?
So I played softball and soccer, and I was really good in softball. I love softball, but basketball kind of took over, and I just stuck with basketball.
At what point did you think to yourself, I can go to college and I can get a scholarship and I can play at that level? When did that first come into the picture for you as a realistic goal?
I think my freshman year of high school, I had to come in. Well, my freshman year, I didn't play that much because I had a lot of older people with me. But that sophomore year, when all of them left, it was like, now you got to start. So I was like, okay. And, I started playing. I was like, I think it's something that I can do and something I can be interested in going to the next level.
Well, we've talked about a lot of the accomplishments on the court. As a senior, you're a biology major, and you're now months away from earning your degree. What's it going to mean to you to walk across the stage in the Mitchell Center in May?
Just that I did it. Like, I stuck with it through all the obstacles that I did it, and I can continue to do it. Like, can nothing stop me? Whatever I put my mind to, whatever my dreams are, I can do it.
Speaking of those dreams, once you get your degree, once you finish your collegiate playing career, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try to go to the combine in March, and hopefully I can continue my basketball career, but if not, pharmacy is probably what I'm going to go into.
We've been visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with senior center China Ellis from the women's basketball team. Off to a 9-4 start, won both their opening Sunbelt Conference games over the weekend. Appreciate the time. Know there's some practice to take care of before you guys hit the road this week. But before I let you go, I want to ask you some questions, and just for our listeners to get to know you a little better off the court, just the first answer that comes to your mind, just give it to me. And I'll start with, being a student athlete doesn't allow you a lot of free time. Practice, competition, travel, class, study hall. When you have a moment, what's your favorite thing to do?
Sleep. I like to sleep.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball?
My favorite sport outside of softball.
You find yourself over at Jaguar Field in the spring once your games are done?
I really want to, and I might check into that. I really would like to.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
A men's basketball game. Like a really close basketball game where we had to hit a shot to win it or a shot to get back up. It's been really exciting.
If there's one athletic event you've never been to that you want to go and watch in person, what is it?
I don't think I've ever been to a golf game. I think we've had to go to everything else, you know.
Yeah.
With SAC events, so that's the only sport I think I have not seen.
If you're going on a dream vacation, one spot, where are you going?
To Hawaii.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? My favorite movie is my favorite book as well. It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
You know, a lot of times when you've done the book and the movie ends up kind of being a little disappointing, but that hasn't bothered you at all, huh?
No, because that movie is actually exactly like the book. It tells the exact same story, no changes.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
I don't really have one.
Have a favorite musical style you listen to, or like?
I'm more of an R&B, like, mellow type person. Okay. I'm mellow, and I like to be mellow. I feel like rap stuff gets me rowdy.
And then here, 20 years down the line, when you've got your degree, you've finished this career that's been tremendous here at South Alabama, and Hollywood producer comes up with a script for the movie of the China Ellis story. What actress is he going to hire to play the leading role?
It needs to be me. I don't know who can play me. I don't really know. I don't know. Somebody who do you know is tall, athletic, got to play basketball. I don't know many people.
I don't know anything about heights in Hollywood, so I'm not going to be able to answer that.
Right, me neither.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been China Ellis from the women's basketball team. Road trip this week in Sunbelt play, Texas State. Thursday night at 5:30, Saturday, Texas Arlington at 2. Wish you best of luck not only on the road this weekend, but the rest of the season, and appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!